Hello, my noobs. Season 1, episode 10 is upon us. I am your host, Jessica. Welcome to the Paperback Noob. This is the season finale, and I have a special guest speaker today, Dr. Richard Brooks, retired professor of psychology at California State University, Sacramento. Holla, my alma mater. And also, he was the director of suicide prevention and a licensed psychologist in the Sacramento area. I met Dr. Brooks through a critical thinking course, and I will be interviewing him today, asking him some questions about his career and writing and being a professor. I hope you enjoy this finale, and I will be back in about a month with season 2. Thank you so much for listening. Again, if you haven't visited our webpage, www.thepaperbacknoob.com, also subscribe on Apple Podcasts and give us a review. Give us some comments. Thanks so much. Enjoy. I'm here with Richard Brooks, retired psychologist and professor of psychology at California State University, Sacramento. I met Dr. Brooks in a critical thinking course, but he's also taught death and dying. So let's start with that topic, because that's sort of the elephant in the room. How did you get into teaching such a morbid topic?
One of my earliest positions was a psychologist in a hospital that took in just about every condition you can imagine, and it was the major ER in the community, and we saw a fair number of people with suicide attempts. The rest of the faculty at the hospital were not enthused about dealing with it, but It really intrigued me because they were so diversified and often very unique, and that then led to a subsequent project which the city gave me the opportunity to realize, and I created a suicide prevention service and spent a dozen years working with that, and it all sort of expanded. That the more I looked at it, the more complex it got. It gave me an access to people in really critical times in their lives. So that was a big formative part of it. But then also I was a part-time instructor at the university initially. And they asked me to sort of fill in for courses that the rest of the faculty wanted to avoid. And I don't know, I just got caught up in it. And the more I taught it, the more of a challenge it got to be to make it interesting and sometimes humorous, but also very challenging to very young people who never really thought much about death and dying.
Now, I'm sure you've gotten this question a lot, and I'm sure some of our noobs are wondering, what did you say to people when they asked you what you did for a living?
Well, that got to be sort of a learning experience. Initially, I would say, well, you know, I'm a therapist or I'm a psychologist, and in a social setting, that often led to kind of an awkward situation where somebody might say, well, why don't you talk to my husband over there? I think maybe he could use a little help. And so I began to modify my answer and say that I taught at the university and hoped that they didn't pursue too much of a definition of what I did.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of teaching at the university, a lot of people go onto this website called ratemyprofessor.com. I'm sure you've heard of it, maybe even read your own reviews. And a lot of the comments on there, they talk about how professors are really tough graders sometimes. So were you a tough grader? Would you consider yourself a tough grader on papers or essays?
Well, I guess I have to hold it up against myself criteria. And I really take writing very seriously. I think I'm pretty good at it. That's sort of hard to say objectively. But I really wanted my students to put some effort into it. And you could almost tell in the first half page how much time they put into it. Did they go back over it? Did they, you know, correct errors? Is there a stream of thought? Is there some good conclusions? And I think that the writing of a paper really is a challenge to the student to make use of what they're supposed to be learning.
So, did you ever have anyone bomb an essay or plagiarize an essay to the point of you had to go talk to them?
Well, there were times when I was pretty sure. There was one time when I was perfectly sure because the student had his sister copy from the text. And it was word for word, page after page. And he was quite indignant that he failed the course because plagiarism is really, kind of the number one academic sin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But short of that, I read the text that I assigned, so I was pretty familiar with phrasings and the structure.
Mm-hmm. And was it easy for you to tell when someone plagiarized?
And fortunately, it only happened with that one guy. Usually it was just...
Oh, that's surprising.
Well, usually it was just a certain phrase or a certain line of thought that was well presented in the text.
Maybe looked a little familiar.
And so the student just borrowed it.
Uh-huh. What is some writing advice that you have for maybe some freshmen, college students, or people that are thinking about attending a university?
Well, I think... the most important thing is write. I think it really does benefit by exercising your own personal criticality.
Mm-hmm.
And asking other people to judge your work and find ways that you don't really represent your thinking well.
Now, I hope it's okay that I speak about your age. You are an octogenarian. You were born in 1930,
Yep. And
I know that you have thought about writing your life story. Is that something that you're currently doing?
I have been very fortunate in life and have had a lot of interesting options and experiences and travel and so forth. And some of my friends with whom I share some of my stories are quite persuasive that I should put it all down for future generations, which I have serious doubt about. I have started, but what I find is that I bring to the exercise some of my clinical background, and I go into way too much detail, too much background development, and it's sort of defeating me. So I'm going to have to become much more spontaneous and maybe a little superficial.
Mm, okay, so the backstory has become somewhat of a challenge or pitfall for your writing?
Well, yes.
What sorts of things would you add into that life story, and who do you think would read it?
Well, I don't know. I think I'm partly doing it for myself, because looking at that span of time, there are certain themes, there are certain eras that define particular events or experiences that... I don't know, I sort of like to savor different parts of my life and probably dwell there more than the reader would be interested in doing it.
Mm-hmm. This is more of a fun question. This is the final question I have for
good.
You today. What's your favorite book and why?
Well, you might think of some very... erudite theme, but actually, it's Huckleberry Finn.
Really?
Yes.
Tell me why.
Well, I read it, and as a little boy, I can remember laughing so hard, I literally fell off the couch. And then I would sit down again, and I'd read one more sentence, and I'd be on the floor again. And to me, what was fascinating was it was just the use of familiar words. It wasn't something magic. And later on, I read it to my children, and we all ha-ha-ha'd. But he has been described as the most skilled writer in the English language. And I think I admire that His style.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for being on the podcast. It was a pleasure. Checking out now. Let's keep writing.